when that Alderhay scandal happened, there must have been people within the PSNI who knew that this had happened. And why did that not trigger anything at that point? They're hearing about the devastation, the trauma, with people deeply upset around the UK. And they must have thought to themselves, I know this is happening in our force. Why does no one come forward?
Well, Stephen, I think that those, or the question that you posed, the questions that Nigel Dodds has posed there regarding why this has happened will all have to be answered in due course. But I think what's important this morning and what I would like to focus on is those 67 families who are going to receive the knock on the door. For 40 years, people dreaded in this community the knock on the door. That is something that's going to be revisited on 67 families in the coming days. And what is a society, our first response to this needs to be to look at the emotional impact on those families, the practical implications of what is happening in respect of what will happen with the body parts of their loved ones. And we have to look at the financial ramifications of this too. If there are costs associated with reburial, that we have to be sure that there's a cohesive and joined up approach to meet the needs of victim families in this tragic and terrible case. So let's focus our energies in the first instance on the victims here, and then let's ask the questions and seek answers to them.
Patricia McBride, do you think there should be an inquiry?
Well, I think what I'd like to do, Stephen, is to let the victim families out there know that the Commission stands ready to assist them in this terrible time. If anyone does receive that knock on the door from the PSNI and wants to get more information, if there's anything that we can do to help in terms of referring them on to support services or advocating on behalf of the victim families, we stand ready to do that. And certainly the response to this should be driven by those 67 families who will hear this terrible news in the coming days. And we will do everything that we can in the Commission to support them through this terrible time.